Live in the moment. Living in the moment of your existence is living in your past, present, and your future. For within a moment of time, your whole life could flash before your very eyes. In a moment of time, you take your last breath on planet Earth. In a moment of time, you can not only hear the voice of Christ, but you hear him calling your name as the angels have swept you up, carrying you into his presence. All of your life is lived in a moment. And you focus on that moment. And God gives us the ability and he gives us the time in our life to make choices of where we want to spend eternity. God says, I'm going to watch over you. I'm going to guide you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to send personalities in your presence and in your life that's going to make a difference, not only in your life, but in the life of those individuals I send your way. God says, you're important to me. Mama, you're important. Daddy, you're important. I want you to raise and I want you to train your children in the way they should go. And the key to this training is faith. The family must focus on faith. Parents need and must be parents of faith, believing in the promise of things hoped for and evidence of things unseen. Well, you know, I've never seen God. Haven't you? Did God not tell us that he would reveal himself in all that exists? Everything that is created, God said, I did that. When you were created in the image of God, he allowed you to be created. God said, I did that. That's why you and I do not have a right to take a life of another. For that life is given by the choice of God. It doesn't matter about the flaws that are in your life. Now, moms and dads, listen to me. Your children are gonna have a few flaws. That's a fact. They're gonna have a few flaws. A lot of them will resemble your own. And in those flaws, they will learn about life. You're not going to learn anything on Easy Street. Easy Street, well, it's just too easy. When you learn is when times are hard. When you love the most is when that love is truly needed by someone. When you care the most is when that care is needed. And here you are, as a parent. What do I do, Lord? I can't be there with them. No, but I know the one who can. There's not a day that goes by that I do not lift my son and my grandson to the Lord in prayer. There's not a day goes by that I do not lift my congregation as a whole, because I can't remember everybody. It is prayer and faith. When I pray, I take it serious because God's getting ready to do something. And folks, prayer touches and changes lives. Prayer gives hope. Prayer that God will lead you into not only can change a life, it can be the conduit that sustains a life. God said, whatever you ask for, I will bless. In my name, says Jesus. In the heart of Christ. When you're asking for something, you're doing it not out of your own pleasure, but out of the need of someone else, out of a hope that you have in your heart. When God touches your life, he blesses you with faith. And listen to this, parents. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible. Do you hear me? It is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists, and listen to this one, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Not only is it not wrong for you to expect reward from God for faith, God demands that you expect it, because he has just told us in life itself how much he loves us and how much he wants to give us. Well, Lord, I don't really have everything I want. That's because it'd kill you. But God will see to it that you have everything you need. But the greatest need, Christian, the greatest need, non-Christian, that you will have in your life is someone to love you. Someone to say, I love you. Someone to mean from the depth of their heart, well, I know someone like that. His name is Jesus. Not only did he say from the depth of his heart, I love you, he gave his heart. He gave his life. And he said, you trust me. God has never told me to trust myself. He's never told me to trust my own mind. Aren't you glad of that one? He's always told me, trust what you don't see, for in what you don't see is your hopes and dreams that I will fulfill in you. Life is rough, Mom, Dad, watching your children grow up into a world that seems so godless, but God's still watching. See, God has not given up control of his creation. We look at everything that's going on and we wonder, how in the world could all of this evil be going on and God still involved? You know, it wasn't very pleasant during the crucifixion of his son. Did you think that? God's watching. God sees hope. Jesus, one of the greatest pains on that cross, the greatest that he had to suffer, was something that had nothing to do with his flesh. He was in solid pain. Our cancers are nothing from what Jesus went through. But there had to be something that he was committed to take on that cross that no one could imagine. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, saw every family, every personality before time began. He knew you. and he knew when you'd be born. But there's something so dreaded about the separation of the body and what we call death. The separation of the human flesh from the spirit of who you are, your spirit. But there was one horrible part of that separation that Jesus conquered for you and me. And because he did, you will never experience it. But it was the part to where Jesus was separated from God the Father. No time, before time, during time, was Jesus ever separated from God the Father. Always one. But in order, Mom and Dad, for you to have the peace that surpasses all understanding, Jesus on that cross had to take on that punishment of being separated from his Father. Now, let me explain that to you. One thing Jesus never had to feel was like he wasn't loved by the Father. You hearing me? Because he grew up in love. He became love with his Father. But he had to conquer something that the world is wondering about. Folks, it is a horrible thing to grow up never having someone tell you they love you. Never having a parent say, I love you. That's a horrible way to grow up. Trust me on that one. But Jesus had to conquer that so that those who never heard it verbally would hear it spiritually. So it was on that cross that that horrible cloud came upon our Savior, and he cried out, Abba, Abba, Hebrew for daddy. That's daddy. Daddy, daddy, why have you forsaken me? For the first time, Jesus had to feel and die separated. He had to feel what it was like not to be loved so he could conquer it. Without God, there is no love. Without a Savior, the Son of God, there is no peace. You cannot raise your family without Christ and raise them in a way to where they can survive in this world. This world hates your children. And the hope is in a prayer. Jesus was hurting, folks, but never as bad as when he felt like his daddy. Turned his back, but he had to. Jesus had to conquer it, so you'll never feel it. There will never be a time in your life, Mom, Dad, to where you have to feel abandoned by God because Jesus conquered it. And when he did conquer it, when he had cried out, guess who came on the scene? That was enough. Dad had had enough. And Dad came on the scene. And Jesus said to his father, "Father, I commend my spirit into your hands. It's finished." Meaning all was done for you to have the faith power to raise your family. Every one of us mess up, parents, moms and dads. Every one of us trip, we stumble in raising our children. But God comes in, and that faith is a believing faith. Faith is believing when you don't see it. When you can see only the hurt, all you have is faith. You got me, folks? When you see all the hell that life is throwing at you and your family, I believe in what I don't see. Hebrews 11, verse 1, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Promise of things hoped for, evidence of things unseen. The evidence is all around us of God. The personality beside of you, around you, gift from God. Ladies, that honorary man you married or getting ready to or whatever, gift from God. Gentlemen, yep, she's a gift from God. God gives us those personalities. Do you realize how important we are to one another? Faith obeying when you don't understand it. Now, moms, dads, I know you might think you do, but you do not understand your child any more than your child understands you. The understanding is left up to God. God entrusts to you a faith, trusting Him that you will do it right. But I messed up so many times. Well, you know where to go when you mess up. You want a good drink of water if you're in the country? You go to the head of the stream. Don't you ever go downstream where the cows are. Always go to the head of the stream to get a good drink of water. You want a good drink of water in life? Go to the head of the stream. I happen to know Him personally. His name is Jesus, and He forgave me, and He gave me strength. He let me experience love when I didn't know anything about love. He let me see love when I didn't know what it was at the time. Love is not always saying, okay, you can, yes, 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 yes. Love is saying, I care. No, you can't. You can't go here. You can't go there. But I don't understand. I know you don't, child. But you will one day. Because I love you. I want you safe. So before we overdo the I can't believe mom doesn't understand me. For one thing, I guarantee you, you don't understand you yourself. It's called life, and it's called responsibility in life. As a mom, mom has a big responsibility and frankly does the majority of the work. And mom is responsible for rocking the cradle. And the mom that shares Jesus is of all moms most blessed. I'm sorry, kids. I've messed up over the years. But I love you. Now, daddies, you listen to me. And I love you goes a long way with a child. And not hearing it the same. Mama, love the child. I don't care if you got 10 of them. You probably do. But you love those children. Well, Mom, do you have a favorite child? And all the kids jump in and raise their hand. Yep, I'm her. I'm him. I'm the favorite. Love knows no favorites. And love shows favoritism to all. Now, some children, you don't pull out as many hairs from your head as you might others. But where love is, the hair will grow back eventually. Where love is, that's the key. Faith obeying when you don't understand it. Let me read the scripture, Hebrews 11:7. It was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about something that had never happened before. You need to understand this. When Noah is commanded by God to build the ark, and God tells him that it's going to rain, it had never rained on earth. There was no such thing as rain. The earth was watered from beneath and welled up with water to water the land. There's no such thing as rain. So Noah gets told by God, Noah, I'm going to make it rain. Okay, Lord. What's rain? Well, he found out what rain was. But by faith, he built an ark. When everybody's laughing at him, 120 years it took him to build it. Now that's believing. You got me? That's faith. He builds that ark. And God says, now, listen to me. Get your family on board. Now, I don't care what any one of the movies show you, what they're portraying on the movie. Noah had nothing to do with shutting the door of the ark. Get your family on board, Noah. His family is brought on board at faith. And the scripture says, and God shut the door. God shut the door. You got me, family? That family is an ark. That family is a gift of God. That family is a gift that goes all the way to the depth of your life. And when you get on board, family, let God shut the door. Don't you try to do this stuff yourself. You can't. Life is too complex. You can't be there with your child all the time. God can. Let him shut the door, family. Mama, you trust him. He always follows through on his promise. Faith persisting. You persist in that faith. That means you're trusting God no matter what it looks like. Now, I know that life is frightening. I know for those of you who are dealing with the cancers and the other illnesses of life, when the doctors look at you and say, there is no hope, I know how frightening that can be. But you must understand this. It's not frightening to God. The God who created you is the God who will sustain you. Your faith in that God, in the God who loves you, your faith is what it's going to take, and your persistence is demanded. Whatever you say, Doc, whatever you say. By the way, I will leave this world when God is through with me as a preacher and he's decided, come on home, not by anything else, has no authority over me. Doesn't matter what people think. Doesn't matter what science believes. I happen to know the one who created science. He's still in control. And you know what? Despite me, it's hard. You ask my wife, it's hard to love me. But Jesus says, Larry Pete, I love you. I might be a mess, and I always said it, but I'm God's mess. God says, be persistent in your faith. Hebrews 11:27, it was by faith that Moses left Egypt and was not afraid of the king's anger. He held to his purpose like a man who could see the invisible. That's what parents have to do. You hold on to that hope. You hold on to that faith that you have in the Christ that's watching your kids, that's watching your family. For you know that you can't. So therefore, you are trusting that God will follow through. Because see, kids, parents don't get it a lot of times. It goes right over our head. Because even though we've been through life, we have not been through the life of our child. We don't feel pain the way they feel, nor do they feel it the way you feel. So therefore, we must trust. I don't get it, Lord. But I know you do. Listen to Hebrews 11:39-40. They were all commended. Now, he's talking about all of the saints of old. All of the saints and the prophets who told about Jesus coming and told about the blessed time period that you and I are blessed to live in. Folks, do you understand how great we got it? We're living in the day of grace. We're living in a day of witnessing God's love, not God's wrath. We're living in the day of grace. And yet, listen to this. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better. Whatever they're getting to see, it's awesome. God planned something better. Romans 10:17, faith comes from hearing the word of God. And then the scripture says, but how can they hear without the preacher? You see, the word being preached is that of faith. Love supersedes all else. Love is the key that'll keep a family together. As hate destroys, love molds. Allow God's love to mold you and your family together. Doesn't matter how it was in the past. The damage is done. The hope is in front of you. Grab hold of that hope. Follow him from this point. Lift your children to the Lord in prayer. You don't have to ask for anything because you don't know what they need. But you make sure that their name is ushered in the presence of God. And you can do that. That's the Word of God, and it does not get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Father, for the blessings, the joy of motherhood, of familyhood. Father, we're in a mess down here in this world, and we're the ones who made it. And like always, Father, it will be your love that'll straighten it up. But Father, we lift a nation to you who has backed away from your truth. We lift family to you, Father, and the value of the family, the importance of the loving family. You created the family, Father, as you created each of us. You put us together. And yes, Father, you're the one who told us to go to church together. For it is your church, it is your family, it is your people, it is your nation. We give to you now, Father, in faith, asking you, Lord, please, give us the straight path and give us the victory that we have through your Son, that we might stand strong in a world that hates you. We are your children. We ask for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.